Welcome to the BMX News Announcers Tower podcast. I'm Mike Carruth. Earlier in the fall, we were entertained by the shipboard adventures of some big-name BMXers from the mid-school 90s. In all, 39 set sail for a three-day cruise around the Caribbean as part of Moses Tillman's Mighty Mo's BMX cruise. Lots of great photos and memories came out of the trip, and plans have already been set for a 2020 installment, which kicks off September 4th on Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas. We were anxious to talk about the good times had on the first trip, and so we're stoked to welcome Moses Tillman, Racy Lasley, and Mike Gull to the show. Guys, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thank you, Mike.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for joining and being on.
Yes, sir. So as we get into it, I'd like to get the listeners up to speed on sort of some of the backstory of each of you guys. So to do that, I think the best way is to have, you know, one guy introduce his buddy. So, Mike, why don't you start out and give our listeners like 30 seconds or so on Mo and his BMX career. And then, Mo, I'm going to ask you to follow up with that and give a little bit about Mike and Racy. And then, Racy, you'll get to chime in on both of these guys if you have anything to add beyond that. Mike, why don't you get started?
Yeah, you know, Moses Tillman was a Chicago, Illinois legend and just a beast, accomplished things, first amateur to ever triple at the ABA Grand Nationals in the singular year. Just ridiculous. And being able to do it out of the Midwest just made his run that much more impressive. So all of us underneath him coming on up really looked up to the mighty one and wanting to strive to try and hope for a career and be able to lay it down like he did, because he was out winning every single belt, winning all the chicks on the weekends. He was just doing his thing. Mighty one, no legend.
Awesome. That's great. We're starting it off on a good foot here. So, Mo, go ahead and give us a little bit about Mike and Racy, please.
Wow, Maniac, I'm humbled and honored. Hey, both Racy and Mike Gall are both Illinois legends as well, both from different genres. You know, Racy, I've known him, gosh, my whole career. The first time I saw him at the races, I liked him because, number one, he was super fast. Number two, he rode for Sundance. And three, I liked his name. And over the years, we just ended up being good friends and fellow competitors. And when he agreed to come with me on this cruise, I couldn't have been any more excited for both he and the Maniac, Mike. You know, Mike Gull, I've known him his whole racing career. I remember when he first started racing novice and kind of followed him throughout the years to watch him evolve into not only a national but world-class BMX rider. You know, I always loved seeing his excitement on the gate and the larger-than-life personality. You know, as far as a world-class BMXer, the last time I actually saw him was as he was crossing the finish line for the main event at the 2008 World Championships in China. After that, he dropped off the scene for a bit. I didn't know if he got thrown into Chinese prison or what. But when I found his number and came to him and also Racy, they both were overjoyed to accept the invitation to come on my cruise, and I couldn't have been any more happier to have them both with me on that event.
That's so awesome. And Racy, where are you from? Are you from down like in central Illinois, like Springfield? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm from Springfield, Illinois, which we still have a pretty active BMX scene going on down here. We really keep BMX alive. I'm retired, but I still do some announcing. I do clinics. So, yeah, we got a pretty good heartbeat here at BMX still in the Midwest.
Nice. And is it still Riverside BMX? Is that still the track down there?
Yeah, man, you got a great memory. It's about 5 miles from my house right now. Yeah, Riverside Park. They still got a good group, new family in there, took over. They did some track changes. And, you know, like everybody, they're struggling a little bit with BMX and versus cell phones, Xboxes, et cetera. But we're still getting kids out. You know, we're still getting kids coming out, showing an interest. So, yeah, we're doing big things down here still.
Awesome. Yeah, that track has a special place on my heart because it was the very first, that National 1981 was the very first race that I ever took pictures at for, got my camera the day before and took pictures at the race the next day. So that was the very first time ever doing it. So definitely, like I said, has a place in my heart.
Yeah, Riverside's legendary. I mean, I've seen Stu Thompson, Timmy Judge, you know, Richie and Ronnie Anderson raced at our track back when we had the National. We were called War of the Stars.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. So, yeah, I'm dating myself there. I've been around a million years, but yeah. Good yeah, times here.
For sure, man. Well, so as we get into it further, you know, Mo, this was your idea, if I'm hearing it right, as far as doing a BMX cruise. I think it's a great idea, brilliant as far as just getting, you know, getting BMXers offshore for a little while and, you know, and on the open water, the salt air and all that. So, you know, tell us a little about how the idea came to be to do the 2019 cruise, and then we'll go into some details on the 2020. So what was the motivation?
Well, the motivation was a friend, mentor, and surrogate father to a lot of the riders became sick with a very debilitating disease. And what I wanted to do was invite him on a cruise. He and I had spoken about it for years, but it never came to fruition. Well, as time went by and his condition got a little worse, I decided that it would be a good time to bring him on a cruise and, unbeknownst to him, invite all of our old BMX friends from around the country to surprise him on board the ship, which we did in September. Hmm. He thought there was only going to be he, myself, and two other friends, but as a result of everybody being so kind and giving up 3 days of their life, they made the trip to Miami and surprised him. Almost over 30 riders strong were there to show their love and appreciation for what he has meant to them.
That's awesome. So are you at liberty to say who the friend was, or is that kind of on the down low?
I don't really want to, you know, put his name out there. I don't know how he would, you know, receive that without me asking permission.
Sure, sure. Yeah, no worries. So, and then on to the 2020, you know, we're going to talk about all the on, you know, like I said, the shipboard adventures and stuff like that. I heard it was, you know, definitely quite a trip. But for the 2020, you know, what are some of the thoughts going forward on, you know, plussing it up a little bit?
Well, with that, because I was calling riders to come on this event this year, the response was just so overwhelming that I figured that it would go even bigger and better if I opened it up to the country, I mean the whole world, because I retired back in 2009, and there's a lot of riders, my friends, that I have not seen since I hung up the bike. And to be quite honest, I miss all my friends. So I figured this would be the ultimate BMX family reunion. You know, all the old riders can get together, talk about the glory days of BMX and make new memories, and all the current riders can take a break from today's cookie cutter tracks and just hang out, laugh, do whatever without worrying about the stress of the competition. And that's what my plan is for 2020 and moving forward.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, that's a great plan for sure. So now I personally have never been on a cruise. So, Mo, as just in the lead up to doing this show, you said you've been on like dozens and dozens and dozens of cruises, right?
I've been on approximately around 120 cruises.
Wow. So that
look at
is
him bragging. He's bragging.
That's so insane.
I've been on a couple.
You know,
I've went from racing a cruiser to being a cruiser.
Ah, there you go. I love it. So then, Mike and Racy, maybe you could, was this your first cruise for both of you, or are you guys veteran cruisers as well?
I have been luxuried and privileged enough to been on a few cruises previous this, but however, I did travel with a plus one, and my newly crowned wife and I, it was her first cruise ever, so that was a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah. Racy, what about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not quite as cool as these guys. I ain't been on 1,000 cruises like Mo and as many as him, but I've been on one before, which was awesome. But this one here, it took the cake because it was a perfect balance between BMX and a crazy fun vacation. I mean, I can't say enough about Royal Caribbean, the cruise line. They treated us great everywhere we went. People were so into BMX. You know, they either knew somebody that raced back in the day or they wanted to know about our sport. We were at the pool all together. All these people would swim up and ask us what we did. And yeah, it was just amazing. I mean, like I said, my other cruise was fun. It was great. But this one here, just hands down, all class with a little taste of BMX. It was all right.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Well, Mo, so back to you now for a moment. You know, with the idea of in your, you know, kind of the idea of a bunch of grown up BMXers running around a cruise ship with unlimited food and open bar. I mean, it sounds like a reality show, you know, perfectly tailor made, you know, to me. So what were some of those shipboard antics, or, you know, was everybody on their best behavior?
Well, let me back up. It wasn't unlimited free drinks. There is an ultimate drink package that 99% of the riders under plus ones purchased. And
actually, the best answer to that is what happened on the cruise stays on the cruise.
Exactly. And there was a few situations that were quite entertaining. You know, one of the riders went out to play pop-up golf at night and proceeded to break his ankle. I'm not sure if it was the lighting or the moonshine that he was consuming. And another rider was partaking in the spirit so much that he got cut off by the bartender, yet he somehow found a way to still have a drink in his hand every time he turned around. And Racy, I think he wanted to convert to being a Mormon so he could marry every woman that he fell in love with during the cruise.
Oh, my God, they were everywhere.
So I take it you're the single one among them then, eh?
Yes, sir. And I fell in love with the Ukrainian waitress, and I think you guys remember me giving her a hard time. And they were good, man. They couldn't flirt with you, they couldn't talk back, but they'd serve you drinks and smile. But there was a girl from Ukraine who I want to move soon and meet her. She's beautiful. Anyway, back.
I saw that you guys.
Yeah, Race. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I saw that you guys had dinner with the captain of the ship one night. Is that right?
Well, my wife and I got invited to a luncheon with the captain and all of the top officers, the head engineer, the food and beverage, the financial guy. Just a little thank you for coming aboard and sailing with them, because we're friends with the captain. So it was kind of nice. It was like having lunch with friends.
Wow. That's so awesome. I cut you off and you were about to say something just in follow up to the shipboard antics.
Yeah, I was going to follow up with the fact that, you know, Racy, you know, is pulling everyone all the way down to the guy with the Speedo and the tattoos.
Oh, no, man, that was horrible. Hey,
Mike, what the hell?
Mike, let me clarify. On this cruise, you know, it was great because we had the wives went with us. They hung out and they were really cool. I mean, everywhere we went kind of as a pack in most cases. But every woman there had beautiful bathing suits on and bikinis. And me being the single guy, I was always there to point it out. But there's a couple of guys who picked out their swimsuits just as well as the ladies did, because there were guys on there with swimsuits that I don't think BMXers wear. But oiled up the whole nine. So it was kind of crazy. We were kind of poking fun at everybody. So anyway, we're not going to go too far into the story. I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what was some of the programming that the ship set up for the group? I saw, you know, that you guys had like a meeting room or some sort of room where you guys were showing off some product and awards were being handed out. It looked like they really rolled out the red carpet and, you know, the 5-star treatment for you guys.
All right, Mike, you wanna chime in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first off, so a true testament to Royal Caribbean and to the whole cruise line, and even more to the people that still attended it. We were getting ready to get to the airport. On our way there, we get the message saying delay in your trip. Now extending it from three nights to 4 days to 5 nights and 6 days at no additional charge, because we're in the eye of the hurricane. Oh. Like, we're about to go to Bahama and we're about to be those people.
Wow.
And Royal Caribbean kicked it up, man. They, again, extended everybody's packages for no additional charge. If you had drink packages, you got it extended at no additional charge. And then Mo, man, he really put out some never-ending memories, man. I mean, we got to go up on the helipad while we were getting to port out, for instance. I don't know about you, but that was a pretty damn cool moment, and something that you know, you're not going to get anywhere else, period, in life. I've gotten to travel and gotten to see some, do some really cool things, but that was, that's right up there, getting to be on the heliport, or helipad, excuse me, and porting out to sea. Not to mention just getting to be with everybody and getting to trade stories and hear what people's real truths were, and what they thought about you, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all with smiles and love. It was amazing, and it was a good time. So yeah, it was really good, and red carpet everywhere. Literally, it was fantastic from the first minute to the last minute, and everywhere in between. It was truly amazing experience.
And so the award. Go ahead now.
No, I was going to say, how about, man, hats off to Moses' wife, Anita, man. She was in beast mode, the whole crew. She ran 24 hours a day to make sure we were living in class and luxury. So my hats off to Moses' wife, man. She put it down for us. Sorry about interrupting there.
No, not at all. That's definitely the good stuff, for sure.
Yeah, I feel fortunate to have her as a wife. And you know what? As far as mentioned names, you know, my buddy, everybody knows him, you know, Rich Reitmeier. He was actually my hero growing up and my hero to this date. And, you know, I want to do something really special for him because I love him so much. And, that's the whole reason why the cruise was conceived in the first place. That's who it is. And I think that we really, you know, brought his mood up, you know, many steps by doing something like this. I just wanted to thank everybody for being a part of such a memorable occasion that nobody will ever forget.
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't, so Rich owned a bike shop, if I remember, because I remember him as well from even my era at Itasca and some of the local tracks around Chicago. But later, like as we all got older, then he bought a bike shop. Is that right?
Yes, Precision Cyclery.
Right. Where was that?
The first location was down in Midlothian, Illinois, and then he moved to Oak Forest, Illinois a couple years later. You know, he opened the shop at 23 years old all by himself, which is a pretty big feat for somebody so young in age.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, that's awesome that, you know, I mean, just see, that's the thing about BMX friends, you know, they last a lifetime. And, you know, I can't say that enough. Every time I come in contact with people that are, you know, new BMXers or not BMXers yet, but thinking about it, it's like, you know, BMX friends, it's definitely, you know, it's a lifetime thing for sure. And, you know, anytime.
It is right.
Yeah. Anytime, right? Anytime, anywhere.
Of course, there's riders that came out that we hadn't talked to since the mid-90s. And I just called them or sent them a message and let them know what was going on, and they were on board.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And you know what, Mike, to Bo's point earlier, too, you know, me, myself, he's truly right. My last race was a 2008 ABA Grand, and I went into that event knowing that this was my last laps and this was it. And I was retiring on my own terms the way that I chose to. And I didn't tell anybody. Outside of my family and my sponsors, nobody knew that I was out.
Right.
And to be welcomed back. And again, I ghosted after that. I don't have any of that social media. And, man, I was welcomed back with open arms. And it, again, just made everything that much more memorable. And that much, you know, closer and dear, and just a true testament to what BMX really is all about, and how it is so family oriented. Whether it's your true lifeblood or your family that you meet along the way, and it was great to be welcomed back into my family, and to have that family grow, and to be able to see it with new people getting involved, such as Racy, my first introduction with meeting him, and it was all love again, and just fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on.
Interestingly, the 2008 ABA Grands has an interesting intersection here because that was my first Grand Nationals back after I came back to the sport. And I think I'm 99% sure you and I, Mike, sat next to each other at the Hall of Fame dinner, luncheon, whatever it was, right? Do you remember that?
Yes, sir, I do. Very much.
Yeah. So it was cool to be sitting next to a guy from Chicago just completely by luck of the draw. And it definitely made me feel a lot better, a lot more at ease because, you know, even if we didn't know each other, it's still, you know, BMXer from the same place and, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, we shared some good dinner talk, getting to know one another. It was good times, man.
Yeah, for sure. So, Racy, you had talked a little while ago about how some guys brought a plus one and you didn't. So did the wives how did they like the amenities on the ship? And Mike had mentioned that his wife hadn't been on a cruise yet, and so did they did they have a good time on that? And did they participate in any of the BMX programs, the meetups, and so forth, or were they, sort of on their own?
Yeah, that was kind of my concern, always being the single guy. I just dig being single. But anyway, yeah, I went there, and they were so cool, man. All the wives, they hung out with us, and it wasn't really like I'm saying it from my side, single guy seeing girls in bikinis, but it wasn't that. There was so much more to do. There was so many options on that ship, and like I say, the ladies hung out, and I drank beer the first couple of days, and they showed me nice little foo-foo drinks to drink, and I ended up drinking those for the rest of the cruise. I mean, they came to all the dinners with us, and they were right there. I mean, when we did our thing for Rich, there wasn't a dry eye in the place, and we first talked to him and showed him the first night. Everything was just great. But I mean, like I said before, it was just such a mix between just a vacation, but then you still had the BMX vibe at night, and I mean, my favorite part was my deluxe beverage package, but we're not getting into that. And then Anita got me a balcony room because I was a single guy. I thought, I'll get a small little room. I don't need nothing else. Well, somehow I got jumped up into this balcony room. Now I got a robe, and I'm walking around, sliding open my patio door, looking out on the Caribbean.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Yeah, we bumped up in the junior suite.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what, when I always say this cruise changed my life. It definitely changed my life.
That is incredible.
It was so much fun. And I say the women were great. The girlfriends, the wives, they hung out. And like I say, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like if you bring your kids like next year, they're going to have fun. There's just so much to do on these ships. It's amazing. You could stay on the ship and not get off on the island and still never know it. I mean, there's so many things to do.
Nice. Very cool. So, Mo, leading into next year, the second annual, I know you want to do it bigger and better than even this year was. So what are some of your plans for the second round?
Well, what's going to be different next year than this year is this year it was an event for Rich. Well, next year we're going to have a guest speaker, and I'm honored for the inaugural guest speaker to be Dr. Smooth himself, Craig Reynolds. He's going to come aboard and – excuse me?
I said, nice. That's awesome.
No, that was me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've looked up to Craig my whole career, and when he agreed to be the special guest speaker on my cruise, it was, to say I was excited is an understatement. He's going to be on probably Saturday night for maybe an hour, hour and a half, to talk about himself, tell some funny stories, and to talk about the state of BMX in his eyes. How it's running today, and there's going to be a short question answer after the event. Moving forward, there's going to be a different special guest speaker every year, and I'm hoping this grows bigger and bigger. We have 200 rooms reserved right now, and actually they're starting to fill up quite quickly, which is going to make it even that much better. But every day, like Racy said, during the day it's going to be a vacation for the husband, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, their kids, if they wanted to bring them. And then at night, we have a little bit of BMX, thrown in just to keep it, just to keep it BMX oriented. We have some events. We're going to have some giveaways, some raffles, some fun movie nights. And it's just going to be, it's going to have all the fun of being at the race without the actual race because, it seems like BMX has gotten too serious. People have gotten away from the reason why they started racing anyway. Just enjoying riding their bikes and hanging out with their friends. And I just want to kind of get everybody back to basics. Like I said, though, minus the bicycle. I think that BMX, the sport overall, has been starving for something like this. Nothing like this has ever been put together for the riders to just leave their bikes at home, all get together, and just have a good time and make memories. And that's what I'm going to do my best to provide for the riders that next year and moving forward.
Yeah, that's so awesome, and so talking about those memories, that's one of the things that I was so anxious to hear from all three of you guys. So as we come up on the end of our segment time, Let's go around the table one more time, and we'll start. We'll kind of go in reverse order. Racy, I'm going to go to you first, and then Mike, and then Mo will top it off. So tell us one memory that you'll most remember from this cruise, the 2019, and then we'll go around the same way once again and talk about what you'd most look forward to for the next round. So, Racy, on to you.
I think my favorite memory is going to be quick, is going to be the fact that out of something horrible, Hurricane Dorian was heading right towards the destination we were heading towards. So some bad things happened, you know, there's loss of life. But through that, we were graced with a great vacation that went around it. And then probably my greatest, there's so many memories, but we're looking over and seeing Cuba. When we passed Cuba, it was amazing to look over and know we were there. There were like depth finders on our TVs, tell you the depth of the water, looking and seeing that we're 8,000 feet deep below the ship, you know, and then you pull in these beautiful, like Cozumel was just beautiful. You could see it as we were pulling in. It was just amazing, you know, and like I say, my memories are all just rolled up into this, the whole Royal Caribbean cruise, the vibe of the cruise, the BMXers, all the people. I mean, Ted, Phil, Mo, you know, everybody, Rich, Ed Zell, all these people I hadn't seen in years, and we're all hanging out. And I think my best memory to sum it up would be that I think it's called the heliport. When Mo had us come up on the top, we all had our BMX jerseys on, and we sailed off and took pictures and drank champagne. It was just amazing. And I can't thank you, Mo. And I can't thank your wife, Anita, and everybody that was there. Can't thank you enough, man. It was a great cruise, and it changed my life.
Mike, why don't you chime in on your experience?
Man, you know, for me, 2008, I just did my own thing. And when this got presented to me, and then presented to Mo, you know, because this was this first run was really by select group only. To say I wanted to go, it didn't work like that. So to be able to honor and be there for somebody and Rich Reitmeier and to support him after being ghost, I have been. That was pretty damn amazing, because if it wasn't for that moment, none of the rest of them would have happened. So that in itself was huge for me. And then I think my next one was as we were getting to the airport and my wife freaking out, knowing she's deadly terrified of water and ocean. So she was petrified going to this thing. And then to find out we're going in the eye of the hurricane. And I was like, all right, it is up to you. You say yes, you know, I'm game. You say no, I'll understand, and it is what it is. And she said yes, and we had an absolutely amazing time. Obviously, as you can hear from just a wee bit of the stories, but it all started with that phone call. And if I wasn't able to be welcomed back, none of the rest would have mattered. So just getting to return back to home is always a plus and always love.
No doubt. And so your wife then, she, you know, she's cool with water and oceans now?
I don't know if I would say cool, but she had a good time. And she would definitely go on another cruise. So I don't know. I wouldn't say she's good with the water thing yet, but she's definitely good to go on another one, because she had an amazing time too.
Wow. So Mo, as the guy who is the quarterback of this whole thing, and you know, you and Anita both, you know, you, I'm sure, you know, are packed with memories on the trip, but you know, distill it down for us, you know, just to a couple of the main, you know, like screaming highlights.
Well, the first highlight was everybody coming down, you know, for Rich, and seeing his expression every time he turned around, he would see another guy and another guy that he hadn't seen in some cases decades. And he'd keep saying, what the hell are you doing? How the hell did you do this? And for some reason, by the grace of God, everything came together nicely. One of the highlights besides that was we had an awards presentation, you know, kind of where everybody could stand up if they wanted to and say a funny story of what Rich meant to them or what something might have happened between the both of them. And we had the captain come in and present Rich with the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, wow.
And that
That's
was a
amazing
highlight.
Yeah.
As well as showing a little video montage for him on the screen.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. So let's go back around the table. Same way, Racy, we'll start with you. What are some, you know, what's the one thing that, you know, you can't wait to see or do when you get back on board in 2020, if you're going to be going?
Well, a part of the plans that we were diverted because of Hurricane Dorian, and there's, I think it's called, correct me if I'm wrong, Mose, I think it's called Coco Cay. It's an island.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's all devoted to, like, it's a monster island of nothing but water parks, water slides, and we didn't get to go to that. And I'm really into water and slides and speed, of course. I'm a BMXer, so I really want to go to that next year. I want to hear Craig talk. It'd be kind of, I ain't seen Craig in a while. You know, I see him on Facebook and all that, but I haven't seen him and hung out. So that'll be kind of neat next year, and just to see how the trip grows, you know. And to once again thank Mo and Anita next time, because I'm going to be there next time for next time. So, yeah, it's just, there's just, the memories are that we could be on here for 7 hours if we started with all the memories. So, yeah, it was just hats off, Royal Caribbean. Mo, Anita, loved it.
Beautiful. Mike, what about you for next time around? What's one thing you're definitely looking to look to do or see, you know, again for the next time?
I think I got to pack a smaller Speedo. Listening to Racy for next year. I'm going to do a few extra push-ups, a few extra sit-ups, get my buff on. I'm going to get out some really, really sweet looking oil, polish that bird up and be looking. Nah, for me, just getting to see the next wave of people that I haven't seen in a whole lot of time, and it's nice again, kind of returning to home and getting to say hello to a bunch of people and a bunch of faces that you haven't seen for an extended period of time. So to me, that'll be next year.
Nice. And Mo, end that up for us as far as your, you know, what you're looking forward to most for the 2020.
I'm looking forward to, you know, my sentiment is the same as Mike, seeing some riders I hadn't seen in years. You know, I guarantee that you're going to go home with awesome memories and new friends, as you've heard from Racy and Mike. Yeah, we're just going to try to get bigger and better every year and make new memories and talk about the past. And, you know, that's it. If people are interested, they can visit our Facebook page, Mighty Most BMX Cruises, and also the events page at Mighty Most BMX Cruise 2020, and that'll give you all the information that you need. And my lovely wife, Anita, will contact you afterwards after you fill out the registration form. And that's it. She's one of Royal Caribbean's top travel agents, and she will point you in the right direction.
Beautiful. So the cruise... You know,
and also, real quick, Mike.
Yeah.
Also, we had some really good co-sponsors this past year with product. You know, Rick Montana from Standard was very generous with his donations. Chris Hancock with Race Inc. donated a frame and fork to hand out. And 09 kicked in some nice number of plates. And Paulo D. did some awesome event shirts. But for next year, we're looking for sponsors to kind of help us bring this next level. So if anybody is interested or has any questions regarding, just feel free to instant message me. And I could give you all the details to help put this next trip over the top.
Yeah, man. Beautiful. Yeah. A little goodie bag. And that could definitely make a huge impact as well. So, you know, as we said at the top of the show, the cruise starts on September 4th, but so does it come back on the 6th or the 7th?
It comes out back on the 7th. It's 3 nights.
Okay.
So it gets back on Monday, Labor Day. I wanted to have it on Labor Day weekend because with Monday being a holiday, a lot of people are going to be off work that day. So they only technically have to take 2 days off of work.
Right. And so the prices, you know, you as the listener will see them on the Facebook page when you go over there, and I encourage you to do that. Based on double occupancy, they're actually very reasonable. I mean, the balcony room for $687 times two, because it's double occupancy. You can get a window for $603 and one of those interior cabins for $520 on the kind of the budget thing. Now, so Mo, how much is that unlimited drink pack? That's one of the things that I'd be probably having my eye on. So,
well, you're gonna have to go to the Royal Caribbean website. I think Racy and Mike could give you a little bit better idea about that because they're the ones that purchased it. So, do you guys have any numbers that you could throw out off the top of your head?
This is Racy. Yeah, I knew it was under $200, or it hovered right around $200, like $210, $220, something. Nothing even close to what you would pay if you had to pay for them individually.
Right.
And, yeah, it's that deluxe drink package, and it's amazing. It's an amazing deal. I mean, it saves you so much money. You just walk up, you give them your drink. They don't ask for tips. You can tip if you'd like, but they don't hawk you for that. And they're constantly, I mean, your drink isn't done before they're asking you, do you want another?
Beautiful.
The whole time. It was amazing.
Very nice. So to the listener, in a moment, we're going to give Anita Tillman's phone number to ask questions and text if you have any questions. So may want to grab a pen right now. But guys, as we kind of sign it off, is there any final words that you may have to just as a final thought? Mo, let's start with you this time.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening. I hope to see a ship full of BMXers next year. I'd like to give a big shout out to Bill Elkin and Bruce Collin. They were part of the reason why I organized this whole thing in the first place. So big shout out to you guys. I love you. Riders ready, watch the waves.
Ah, that's awesome. Yeah. Mike, how about you? Final thoughts?
Final thoughts was, I got to give huge credit first and foremost to Mr. Ed Zell. He's been a lifelong best friend of mine, and that guy and I have shared so many war stories back and forth. And a big shout out to Ed Zell for he was the reason I got involved in this and was able to take part and to have these amazing stories to tell. Ed, if you're listening, thank you again for setting us up and taking care of everything and for hanging out. And for me, it was just, man, it was really good. And it was nervous going in because I haven't seen people in 11 years. I haven't talked to people in 11 years. And immediately to be just, again, welcome back and just to be able to trade such sincere, true moments of laughs and stories. And, man, we got stories to tell. So it was just a great time all around. And I can't even touch on just one memory because it's overload of them. It was just everything. It was one memory to the next, Mike. One to the next, and on to the next one.
That's so awesome. That's so great. Racy, what about you? Final thoughts?
Yeah, man. For anybody that's even thinking about it, I know cruises scare people that hear the money. Man, it's nothing to it. You throw a couple $100 down to get it. You pay it off well in advance. I mean, we got plenty of time, and you get on the ship, and like I say, it sounds we're talking about money for this drinking package, but this everything's paid for. You get on the ship, and then that's when the class starts. You know, like I said, I can't say enough. I'm not sponsored by Royal Caribbean. I wish I was because those people were class. It was just class from day one. And like I said, there's stuff for single people to do. If you got your kids, there's 1,000 things to do, and there's ship excursions. It's just amazing. And to sum it all up, like I say, Mike, I appreciate you doing this podcast for us. Mo, love you, man. It was the greatest thing I've ever done. Tell your wife she's amazing. She's a beast when it comes to work. The woman is nonstop for us the whole time.
Yeah, I feel lucky.
Oh, you are a lucky man. And like I say, everybody put some money down. You're not going to regret this. It'll change your life.
That's awesome. Well, we'll have the booking information in the BMX News story for this podcast, bmxnews.com. But you can also get in touch with Anita Tillman via text or give her a call at 630-373-8070. And certainly, as Mo said, the Facebook group is the place where it has all the information, some great photos from this year's event, and then all the new, like the newest and truest information for the 2020 model. So there's no doubt it's going to be some fun times on the high seas next September. And we hope to see you all there. And like I said, I myself am making plans if I can get the coverage on the Louisville race. So hopefully we'll see you all there. For Moses Tillman, Mike Gull, and Racy Lastly, I'm Mike Carruth. Thanks so much for joining us today.